This is Choices with your host, Judy Morio. That's me. Welcome. We know, of course, that everything in our lives exists because we made a choice about something. The choices we made are what have brought us to where we are today, and we must accept the consequences of our choices. Too often, our choices are determined by emotional attitudes and reactions to external circumstances without due regard to thoughtful decision. And when we allow negative emotional reactions to direct our choices, we find ourselves facing consequences, sometimes consequences we don't desire. So using our power of logical thinking helps us to make wiser choices, which can create more Oh, listeners, every show I do comes from you, and the things you've told me are important to you, and I want to be sure to talk about what's on your mind. So be sure to write down my email address so you can send me a note and let me know what you want me to talk about. My email address is Judy, J-U-D-I, at judymorio.com. That's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. Judy at judymorio.com. And today we've had a request from Stacy to talk about staying safe while traveling. Staying safe while traveling. Well, you know, travelers are easy targets for criminals. So we're so often busy taking care of our luggage and our tickets and the other people that we're traveling with that we're not aware of our surroundings. And we don't naturally assume that somebody's going to come up and be violent with us or take on a criminal act against us. So we're not really paying that much attention, and you don't want to fall victim to those people who are watching you. My business partner, Fiona, and I were traveling from South Africa back to Las Vegas on a trip, and we had to stop in New York City for something, and we had gotten all of our luggage together, and the taxi took us to the hotel and dropped us off in front of the hotel, and we were standing there, and her phone rang, so she was talking on the phone while we were standing there, and I wasn't watching her luggage. I was paying attention to mine, and when we got ready to go on in the hotel, she counted her luggage again, and her computer bag was missing. Now, her computer bag also had inside of it her wallet, which had her green card and all of her ID, and it had her money and her tickets. And so here, when this computer bag came up missing, she was just really in a mess, and she was a victim. But the problem was we didn't even see anybody take that computer bag, even though when we got out of the taxi, we counted our bags, and when we went into the hotel, it was gone. So these people are quick. They're very, very quick. And not only do you have to take care of your things, but you have to take care of you. I had good friends that were visiting us in Cape Town, and they'd gone up to Table Mountain to ride the cable car and to see the sights. And as they came off, the husband had the camera bag over his shoulder. They got off, and they were walking, and all of a sudden someone just walked up with a knife and stabbed him right in the gut and took his camera bag and ran. And what a horrible way to end a vacation. He ended up in the hospital, almost died from the knife wound where it went into him. And on top of it, he lost his cameras and his money and the things that he had inside of that bag. We don't want that to happen to you. So let's talk about some of the choices that we can make. It's very, very important. One of the things you want to do is divide your money up. You don't want to carry all of your money in the same place, because if you have your money in a computer bag, well, it's just going to disappear when the computer bag disappears. So don't carry large amounts of money all in one place. Keep money in your wallet, keep a little in your computer bag, put some in a carry-on bag that you're carrying on. I would not recommend putting your money in your suitcase that is going to go through security checks. That could disappear. However, I must say, my friend Carol was very lucky recently. She put all of her jewelry in her suitcase, thinking that she'd put it in her carry-on bag, and it traveled across the world in that suitcase and didn't disappear. When it got to America, there it was, right in her bag. So she got really, really lucky, and there were some honest people that worked in those security rooms that did not either see or take her jewelry. So what are some of the things you can do about hotels when you get to a hotel? Well, one of the things I've learned is to check out the hotel floor plan at check-in, because we want to learn our way around to spot the safest routes and where the emergency exits are to avoid getting lost. I'll tell you, some of these hotels are so big that you could just wander around in them forever. So get a hotel floor plan. Check it out. Most of the hotels have one, and they'll give it to you at check-in. So you can take a minute and look at it and learn your way around. And if the bellman takes you to your room and you get up to your room, before you go out of your room, look at that floor plan. I actually carry mine with me in my purse if it's a big hotel, because I can get really, really turned around in some of these hotels. You know, some of these Las Vegas hotels are huge, huge. And when I go over to meet a client or to visit with some of my big clients in some of the suites at the hotels like the H, which used to be the Las Vegas Hilton or the Venetian or some of those, I get lost. I get lost. The hotels are just so big. So it's important for us to know where we're going and not just wandering around, because you want to watch who gets on that elevator with you, and if they get off on the same floor where you get off. I kind of like to make sure I'm not in the elevator with only one person, especially if that person looks the least bit suspicious. And I kind of watch where they get off of the hotel, off of the room, if they get off a floor before me or after me. If they get off on the same floor with me, sometimes I say, oh, goodness, I got off on the wrong floor, and I turn around and hit the button and go back down, because I don't want to be in the hallway with that same person wandering around. Perform as a and ask the bellman to wait until you finish. Now, what do I mean about that? I mean, open the closet doors, open the bathroom door, look behind the shower curtain, make sure that there's nobody in the room, and then also have the bellman check and make sure that the windows are locked, if there's a door to the outside, that it's locked, if there's a door to the room next to you, that it's locked, and the adjoining door from that room cannot be open from your room, and make sure that you are safe. This is very, very important. And make your room number inaccessible. Your name and your room number do not need to be accessible to people. Instruct the hotel staff not to release your identity or your location. And I find that you might even want to remove your luggage name tags if you're leaving your luggage downstairs for people to for the bellman to take your luggage up a little bit later. I know it seems strange because, yes, you do want your name tag on your luggage so that the bellman can get it there, but you also don't want other people walking by in the lobby looking at your name tag. And so maybe you can put some other form of identification on the name, on the luggage, so that you make sure that it is yours. You don't want people to have your room number. And most hotel staff have been trained to where they don't just blurt out your room number anymore. Most of them very quietly, you know, they write your room number on your little jacket that your key comes in, and they hand it to you, and they show it to you and point it out to you. They don't say it out loud. But I have had a couple of them say it out loud recently, and I was kind of surprised in big hotels that someone did say my room number out loud, because it just isn't done anymore. We have to be sure that the guests are safe in the hotels. And so it's very important. You know, when you book a hotel room, there's some things that you want to ask, certain questions. Some of the questions are things like, what security measures are in place? Don't just assume that the hotel has security measures. Check and see. And are hotel employees checked for criminal backgrounds? That's a very important thing. You know, in Las Vegas, our hotel employees have to have sheriff's cards. And so it makes you feel good because they've been checked for criminal backgrounds, and that's what you want to make sure wherever you go, that the people who are looking after you are good people. Ask them, do the guest room doors have deadbolt locks, and do they have peepholes? Because you don't want to just open your door without knowing who's out there. I like to have a peephole in my room so that when somebody knocks on my door, I can look through that peephole and see open the door. Also ask, is there trained security staff on site 24 hours a day? You want to know that. Is there trained security staff on site 24 hours a day? And ask, is there a doctor on site 24 hours a day? Or do they have access to a doctor on call? These are all things that are important for you to know when you travel, because, you know, we don't assume things are going to go wrong when we travel, but we need to be aware that if something did go wrong, that we have a way to get it fixed right away or to get help right away. That is so very, very important. This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices. And today we are talking about staying safe while traveling, and we're focusing on hotel safety tips today. One of my listeners requested this subject, and I'm hoping that I'm answering all of the questions that you have, Stacey. So, listeners, I want the shows to come from you. I want to talk about the things that you want to talk about. And this is a show about choices, the kind of choices we make in our lives. And it can be any kind of choice that you want some help on that we can talk about, whether it's health or wealth, or whether it's recreation or fun, or how to find value in your own life, or whether you're dealing with stress. These are all subjects that we can talk about here on Choices. So this is Judy Morio. Let me know what you want. All you have to do is send me an email at judy@judymorio.com, and I will certainly either talk about that subject for you or get a guest who's an expert who can talk about that subject for you, because I want you to get the kind of information you need to make the right choices in your life. And go on over to judymorio.com, that's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, and sign up for our online magazine, Choices. And you'll get that free of charge 4 times a year. So go over there and sign up. And when you do, you're going to get a free download of my audio recording, Realize Who You Are. And that's a really great download. I think you'll really enjoy listening to that and thinking about who you are and what you want and the choices that you make. So we are talking today about staying safe while traveling, with an emphasis on hotel safety tips. And so let's just go right on to the next one. Things you want to do is to get the hotel staff to help you map out the sites you plan to visit. If you're going to walk in the area, you want to know what's the safest way to walk. And the concierge should be able to help you with that. If it's a smaller hotel or motel, the people at the front desk usually have that information and are more than... If you walk or drive, be sure you have the directions so you don't get lost. And I know that many of us have GPSs on our phones today, and I think it's very smart to use those. But sometimes the GPS doesn't know what is the safest way, the safest route that you can take. So that's important for you to ask the people at the front desk or the concierge, what's safe? I was visiting in Johannesburg, South Africa, and I said to the concierge that I wanted to go and walk around and see the city downtown. And he said, well, I want you to do that. Here's some ideas for you. He said, number one, take that camera that you have and put it in a paper bag. Just carry it in a paper bag so that you don't look like a tourist, because most tourists don't carry paper bags. You want it to be kind of a wrinkled paper bag, so throw your camera in there and leave it in there until you get to where you want to take a picture. He said, take your wallet out and put your wallet down in your boot, because I had on a pair of cowboy boots and I had jeans over the top of the boots. He said, put your wallet down in your boot and pull your pant down over that, because that way nobody can just grab your purse or reach in your pocket and grab your money. Most people don't realize that you have your money in your boot, and it would be a lot harder to get to if someone were going to be grabbing your money, which were both great tips for me. And I put my money in my boot and put my camera in my paper bag and took off downtown Johannesburg. And it was a little scary for me. The atmosphere was quite different than any of the places I had visited before when I was walking around down there on that first trip. And so I felt safer just by doing those two little things. So whenever you do something that you feel like puts you in control and makes you safer, you're going to have a better time. You're going to have more fun. Careful about meeting strangers in your hotel room. If you have to meet up with someone, even if it's a business meeting, choose a public place, the lobby of the hotel is a good place. Now, if it's information that you want to be more private, maybe ask for a booth in the restaurant there in the hotel, or check out the places that are nearby your hotel. There may be a Starbucks nearby. Just about anywhere now you can find a Starbucks. And there may be a little coffee shop or a little restaurant. And so meet people in public places. Don't meet people in private places. And for goodness sake, don't get in people's cars if you don't know them. I have a lot of friends that do where they meet people who, they're single and they're meeting up with other people. I don't want to say the name. But they meet somebody online and then they say, oh yeah, we'll meet. And I have girlfriends that actually have the guys come to their home and pick them up. That's not a good idea to tell people where you live when you don't know them. And so you always want to meet people in public places, places where there's a lot of people around. Now, when you're in your hotel room or even in your car when you're traveling, always keep your door locked, even if you're just leaving for a moment. Even if you're just going down the hotel hallway to get some ice, keep your door locked. Put your key in your pocket and don't just flip the little latch and leave the door standing partway open. Somebody could slip in there in just that one moment that you're down the hall getting ice. So keep that door locked where people don't come in. And don't answer your door without knowing who the person is on the other side of that door. Ask for the person's identity. And if you're unsure of whether or not you should let them in the room, call the front desk and inquire about that person. You know, if they say, housekeeping, and you didn't call housekeeping, and it's not the right time of day for house, call the front desk and ask if housekeeping is indeed supposed to be banging on your door at that particular time. Yes, I know in the morning housekeeping does come by, but you don't need to let them in when you're in the room. You can tell them to come back. You have that right to tell people to come back a little bit later on. And make sure that your sliding glass doors are locked, if there's a sliding glass door, and that any connecting room doors are locked. And actually, I don't like to stay on the ground floor. I think you're much safer if you can stay up a floor so that you don't have those sliding glass doors that go out into some kind of a courtyard or something. Go up and make sure that, and even if you've got a sliding glass door on the second floor with a little balcony, make sure that that door stays locked. That is very, very important. Another question you might want to ask at the time you're booking your hotel is, does the hotel have smoke detectors in the room, and do they have fire sprinklers throughout? Because that's important. If there's a fire, you want to be sure that there's a smoke detector that's going to alert you. It's going to make some kind of a noise and alert you that there is a fire going on. You want to know that those automatic sprinklers are going to come on throughout the hallway and the guest rooms if there is such a thing as a fire while you're there. And be sure when you check into the hotel that you know where the fire exit is. Find out where you're. You don't want to use an elevator, not at all. When there's a fire, you want to be able to get yourself down the stairway and out. I was in London last year staying in a hotel and was asleep in my bed. It was like 3 in the morning. I was in my pajamas and the fire alarm went off and I jumped up and went out, grabbed my purse and went upstairs outside and in my bare feet and my pajamas and was outside. And I was surprised at how few people actually came outside. A lot of people just stayed in their room. Now, why would you stay in your room when you hear the fire alarm go off in your hotel? So those of us who were outside were just like, are you kidding me? Is this all the people there are that were staying in the hotel? And the next morning when we were down at breakfast, some people said, did you hear a fire alarm last night? Did you go outside? And we were like, yeah, we went outside. We were out there for about an hour. There was a fire in one of the rooms on whatever floor it was. And they were like, oh, is there really a fire? We just thought it was a false alarm. We just went back to sleep. Excuse me? If there's a fire alarm when you're in the hotel, get yourself out of that building. I guess because I lived in Las Vegas through two major hotel fires and saw the devastating effects of those two hotel fires years and years ago, that it's just really made me aware of the need to be safe, of the need to make sure I'm safe. And, you know, it was kind of interesting when that smoke alarm and fire alarm went off and we were in that hotel in London and we all ended up outside in the street in our pajamas. You know, there's a new kind of friendship made when you're standing out on the streets of London in your pajamas with no shoes with other people and you start talking. And we actually made some very good friends out there on that street corner. We met some incredible people that I'm still in touch with today. And so, you know, sometimes there's opportunities for what might seem like a real aggravation to turn into something really kind of nice. So be aware of your own safety and take care of yourself. Now, I did grab my purse when I went out the door. A lot of people say you just leave all your stuff, but I like to make sure I've got my identification and enough money to get myself another hotel room or credit card if I need to get another place. You can replace your clothes if you've got credit cards and money. You can replace a lot of things if you've got. So I do grab my handbag. I don't try to take all of my belongings with me when I have an emergency, but I do grab the handbag. Now, another thing that a seasoned traveler when I first started traveling all the time, because, you know, I work in 28 countries around the world, and it's just amazing the differences in the cultures. But everywhere around the world, they have something called a Do Not Disturb sign. And I use that Do Not Disturb sign even when I'm not in my room. When the maid service is going to come in, I may take it off for a little while. But I may also instruct the maid service to leave the sign on the door. I think it's important for people to think that there's someone in your room and not to disturb your room. If all I need is for the bed to be kind of spread up and I haven't used all the towels in the place, I'll even call downstairs and tell them I don't need maid service that day. And I just use my Do Not Disturb sign because I'm not going to make a big mess out of their room when I'm traveling by myself. And, you know, a lot of women do travel by ourselves these days, for as well as men. I'm not saying that men don't, but for women it's a relatively new thing to be traveling by themselves, but it's because of business. More and more women are in business, and they do travel by themselves, and there's so many things we need to be aware of, and our safety is one of those. So use that Do Not Disturb sign, no matter where you are in the world. Just put it right on the door. And they can call you. I mean, if you've had your Do Not Disturb sign on the door too long, the housekeeping department can call you and say, do you want your room made up? And if you do, fine. And if you don't, that's fine, too. You don't have to do it just because they think you have to do it. I want you to always pay very close attention to your surroundings. Pay very close attention to your surroundings. Very often now, as a woman, we eat by ourselves. We go into a restaurant to have a meal. And I know a lot of women say, no, I just have room service, or I won't go out in my room to have a meal. Well, you know, that gets kind of tiresome, eating in your room all the time. And I do like to watch people. So go to the restaurant and have dinner by yourself. That's okay. But just be careful who you talk to when you're in the restaurant. Don't talk to a lot of strangers, and be aware when you leave the restaurant whether or not you're being followed. I actually went out the wrong door at a restaurant in Chicago, and I don't know how I did it, but I ended up in a stairwell. Somehow it led to nowhere, and I was about halfway up that stairwell when there was a big man behind me, and I turned around to come back down, and like a dope, I said, oh, you know, we can't get out up here. And so we need to turn around and go back down. I thought he was just going out the door, too. I didn't realize he had actually followed me, and he knew, or at least now he felt this way. And that man grabbed me and threw me up the wall, against the wall, and I thought, oh, no, here we go. I gave him a kick, in a place that wasn't real comfortable for him, and I ran like crazy back down the stairway and into the restaurant and started screaming because, you know, if you just start screaming, you'll get a lot of attention and people won't want to come close to you and have other people think that they're the ones that are made you scream. And so never, ever be afraid to scream. If you feel like you're in danger, you make a lot of noise because making a lot of noise does call attention to you. And so be aware and don't walk down lonely streets by yourself at night. I know people who like to walk, and I have girlfriends who are runners that go out in the morning early and they run through the streets of a new city. And if you don't know that city, I highly recommend you just run up and down the hallways of the hotel where you are. Don't go running around out there on the streets where you don't know who's out there or who might grab you. Very, very important for you to take care of yourself. So these are some of my ideas about hotel safety tips and traveling tips. And I'm happy to share with you anything I know like this because we all have choices to make. And when we travel, we want to travel and have a good time. We want to be safe. We want to feel like traveling is a wonderful experience. We don't want it to be a nightmare. So take good care of yourself. Take good care of yourself. And when you're away from home, eat right. Eat vegetables. Drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water. I actually have a little ionizer type stick that I bought in Africa that you can just stick in your water bottle and it changes your water from acidic to alkaline. And I carry that with me so that I can drink good water everywhere I go. It actually makes the flavor of the water taste even better, even cleaner, even more like what I want in order to drink as much water as we need because when you travel, you get dehydrated. So I want you to drink water, even though some of you say, I don't like the taste of water. Drink water. Travel safe. Have a great time when you travel. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. This is a show about you. It's the show about the things you want, about the subjects you want me to talk about, or the guests that you want me to have. So please go to judymorio.com and leave me a message there or write me at judy@judymorio.com and let me know what you want to hear about on this show, and I will be happy to share that with you and get the kind of guest that you would like to have. And while you're over there at judymorio.com, don't forget to sign up for our Choices magazine. Choices magazine is about you. It's a fabulous magazine. We have about 25 incredible writers, and every month that we put it out, which is, we do it quarterly, so every quarter that we put out the magazine, it's an issue that is themed. Some themes are about money, some are themed about relationships, some are themed about happiness. Right now the current issue is about happiness. The next one is about life balance. So go on over there, and you can pull up the past copies of the magazine in the archives. You can pull those up and have copies of any of those. You're welcome to print those off. And so let me know. Let me know how you like the magazine. Let me know how you like the radio show. Thank you for being with us today. And remember this, you are more than enough.